In February, climate change activist groups 350.org and Avaaz called for a protest march in New York City on Sunday, September 21st, just days before President Obama and other world leaders are scheduled to attend an emergency climate summit at the United Nations headquarters. Since the call went out, nearly 1,000 organizations around the world have signed on in support of the People's Climate March, forming a coalition that includes environmental groups, religious organizations, and labor unions. As activists in New York demand the world's political leaders go beyond rhetoric and commit to bold action to address climate change at the UN summit, simultaneous demonstrations are being organized around the globe. Dozens of events, including teach-ins, a climate change convergence conference, and nonviolent civil disobedience actions, are being organized both before and after the People's Climate March, which is expected to be the largest climate change protest in world history. The march, however, has drawn criticism from some activist groups for shunning a specific list of demands and organizing a protest event with no speakers to articulate the action's message. Your reporter spoke with Leslie Kagan, a lifelong political activist who has organized some of the nation's largest political protests for the peace, anti-nuclear, civil rights, LGBT, feminist, Central American solidarity, and anti-apartheid movements. Leslie, former national coordinator with United for Peace and Justice, the group which brought together hundreds of thousands of people for major anti-Iraq war protests before and after the 2003 U.S. invasion, now serves as one of the primary organizers of the September 21st People's Climate March. Here she talks about the goals of the march and its importance to the global climate movement.
We've put together over the last several months a very broad network coalition grouping. There's now over 950 organizations that are on board, and I'm sure the next three weeks or so, this will top 1,000 groups. Not only some of the kind of, you know, long-standing environmental, climate crisis, environmental justice organizations, but a full range of social and economic justice groups, organizations and institutions in the religious communities, students and youth, seniors, young people, you know, just a full range of different types of people, really from just about every walk of life, who understand, even if the heads of state refuse to do anything about it, that the people understand there is a serious global crisis. And if action isn't taken now, we could be, you know, at a point very soon where it's too late. So that's the bottom line. We are hitting the streets in massive numbers from a broad range of communities and constituencies, and saying that you can't just gather for a nice meeting in New York with a lot of fancy rhetoric. You have to take action. And because we are such a broad range of different kinds of groups and organizations, we actually don't have a set of specific demands. Each organization, each group will be carrying its own demands, its own issue focus, concerns in their contingents when they march on Sunday the 21st.
As you said, there are no demands for the People's Climate March and no list of speakers that will be delivering a message, a specific message from the march. I've heard some criticism to the effect that in an effort to have a really big tent and massive numbers of people, that the message will be diluted and therefore that this is a missed opportunity to be very specific about what should happen.
Well, I understand that. I mean, I can see how people might reach that conclusion. On the other hand, though, I think this approach for this day, for this activity, does make sense. First of all, I think there is a demand, not a specific policy demand, but there is, in just the fact that so many people will be marching, there is a demand for action to stop with the rhetoric, stop with the nice speeches, and take some serious action. So that's not, like I said, a specific policy demand or do X, Y, Z. It's a much broader kind of call. It's more a call than a demand. But that's okay. The reality is that this climate crisis is unfolding in many ways on many fronts and hitting many different communities and constituencies, not only all around this country, but all around the world. And so people experience it differently and focus on a particular piece of it. And it's really not as if one particular constituency is right and another one is wrong, or that you could set a priority. All of these are important. And the climate crisis also relates to a host of other, you know, assaults on the environment that need to be linked in as well. And there are economic dimensions to this. So instead of having a list of 20 issues, we thought it made sense rather to show that, you know, the range of different kinds of organizations and communities and constituencies that are coming together in this moment of global climate crisis and saying basically enough is enough, it's time to act.
Well, Leslie, when people leave the People's Climate March on September 21st, what activities will be encouraged or education will be available on how people can get involved at the grassroots level where they live?
Right. We're actually beginning that discussion now. Are there some particular campaigns and projects that we're going to push out and encourage people to get involved in? And I encourage people, even though it's going to be a long and dynamic day, to stay to the end, because the closing activities will be an opportunity for people to not only just, you know, pick up literature and sign petitions, but more importantly, or just as importantly, to connect to different organizations and projects. So there'll be students talking about the divestment campaigns on many campuses around the country. They want to expand that. They want more campuses to take up efforts to divest their schools, the investments that their schools make in companies that are basically profiting off the climate crisis. So there's many, many ways to get involved, from, you know, organizing educational campaigns to passing resolutions in your organizations, to getting involved in projects like, you know, like campus divestment or neighborhood resiliency work and everything else that you can imagine.
That was veteran progressive activist Leslie Kagan, one of the primary organizers of the September 21st People's Climate March in New York City. Find more information on the Climate March and dozens of related events by visiting our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.